to do. "Don't worry," said Ellen on the day Ian's guitar moved out. "I'm sure he'll come back to us one day." The way Ellen talked about Andrew, you'd think he was in Iraq, not filling his days watching hardcore pornography on my laptop, whilst dreaming about being discovered on the X Factor. I decided I'd make more of an effort to talk with Andrew, to try to understand him better, if for no other reason than to explain the benefits of deleting the computer's history before his sister uses it for her own work. "And that just leaves me," said Ellen, who then disappeared through the door and returned moments later, dragging a large, heavy box behind her. "Happy birthday, Eric." I stared at the picture on the side of the box, and then blinked several times, in case I was imagining it. Unfortunately, I wasn't. "You bought me an exercise bike?" I asked. "Not just an exercise bike," she said. "This is a pro-body magnetic exercise bike with a built-in pulse monitor and calorie counter. It even measures the distance you've travelled while you're exercising." "The only distance I'll be travelling with that thing is back to the shop you bought it from," I said. "What on earth possessed you, woman?"
"Well, I just thought, now that you're approaching 50,